Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Of course, the storm's done a massive amount of damage to homes and businesses across the area. Insurance losses are going to be gigantic. Mark Hanna's with the Insurance Council of Texas. He's in Dallas with some fresh numbers for us. He's on the KRLD Newsline. Mark, thank you so much for the time.
You bet.
Okay, so we had the storms go through. 9 tornadoes hit the Metroplex on Sunday night, and there are people talking about buildings destroyed. What are you looking at as far as numbers?
This is going to be the costliest tornado event in Texas history.
Wow.
This storm event, we're looking at estimated insured losses of $2 billion. The previous costliest tornado event had been the Garland-Rowlett storm, December 26th. 2015, that was $1.2 billion. Again, this is estimated losses of $2 billion.
What's the main reason for that?
You know, the homeowner number of claims, number of homeowner claims, number of auto claims are very similar to the Garland-Rowlett storm, but you're seeing a lot higher-end homes that were destroyed in this storm. And another big reason is the commercial property that was destroyed in this storm. You have schools, you have a Home Depot, you have a huge warehouse, you've got a number of restaurants, shopping malls, bank. Commercial property is going to be big in this storm.
Now, this is just early estimates. Could the numbers actually go higher?
It's going to be somewhere around this number. Again, it's 48 hours after the storm. Obviously, claims are continuing to pour in. Right now, we're looking at 8,300 homeowner claims, 6,000 auto claims. We expect those numbers to double. But, we think that number is going to be somewhere in the vicinity.
If you're one of those thousands of homeowners with a claim, what's the first thing that you've got to do? What does the insurance council recommend?
Well, you document your damage. You look inside, you look outside. If you can take photos, if you can take video, document all of that. Make some temporary repairs so that you don't have any more damage. You've got any holes in your roof. We've got this rainstorm on its way. You don't want any more rain pouring down into your personal property inside. So get some tarps, get some help there, and keep all your receipts. And at the same time, call your insurance. Get your claim reported as soon as possible because you're not going to be alone.
Thank you so much. That is Mark Hanna with the Insurance Council of Texas. They are in Dallas right now surveying some of the damage and helping out with a recovery as they can.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.